Goldman Sachs revealed today a suite of 17 new investments, partnerships, and grants as part of its 1 million Black Woman initiative. Launched in early 2021, Goldman's 1 million Black Woman initiative reflects its intention to spend more than $10 billion over the next decade to advance racial equity and economic opportunity in Black women. Joining us now for more is Goldman Sachs Asset Management Global Head of Sustainability and Impact, Margaret Anadu. Margaret, nice to see you again. Thanks for joining us. A lot of investments here. How did you go upon selecting where you would invest?
Yes, hi, thanks for having me. So I think the selection process and really directing our efforts has probably been one of the more validating parts of the initiative. So when we announced this initiative back in March to invest $10 billion alongside $100 billion of philanthropy to narrow opportunity gaps for at least 1 million Black women over the next decade, a key part of the initiative was really listening. We knew importantly from the start that if we wanted to have a real impact on Black women and their families and their communities, that we had to put their voices at the center. And so since the last time we connected on this about 9 months ago, we've engaged with over 20,000 women in one-on-one conversations, roundtables, to really large public listening sessions. And so they have been the real source of many of the investment ideas, many of the grants that we're providing to organizations led by Black women. And so really the process has just been listening, sitting back humbly and understanding what the challenges are and importantly what the solutions are, and then putting that capital behind those great organizations and entrepreneurs.
So, Margaret, I'm curious what you guys have heard. What have been sort of the top things maybe that surprised you, the top needs of the folks you've been having conversations with?
So much of what we've heard is that these issues, of course, just starting with that alarming racial wealth gap of 90% between Black women and white men, it's complex. And really the approach that we have to take is comprehensive. So we've heard loud and clear that there are challenges around housing, around healthcare outcomes, around access to education. And that's everything from early childcare education, which we know is important, all the way to vocational programs to upskill adults and help them switch careers. And so what we've heard is that if we want to make a difference here, and we've been very clear about the length of the commitment, the size of the commitment to have a real impact, we have to focus on these issues that really cut across Black women's life cycle, everything from where they're born, where they learn, where they work, where they get their information around financial health. And so what we've heard is what we thought, that Black women have the answer, and our investments in housing, in companies that are going to provide family sustaining wages, in entrepreneurship, all of these things are bearing fruit as we intended.
And that I think that's really reflected in it, when you look at the organizations and businesses you guys are partnering with. It's really across this wide swath of different areas, as you're talking about, that need to be addressed. There is this, I think, this false belief that persists that it's hard to find those investment opportunities out there. This list of organizations, hopefully that belief has been put to rest long ago. But I think that this list of organizations really does. How did you find these organizations? How did you decide who you guys were going to partner with?
Yeah, so I think one thing that you really hit it on the head, this myth that we have a pipeline problem, that there are not incredible Black female entrepreneurs and companies and organizations that are targeting these issues, it's just plain wrong. If you look at where, for example, we've made a $35 million investment to help scale a company called Chime Solutions, which is run by an incredible entrepreneur. This is her second business that she's growing and scaling, Shelly Wilson, based in Atlanta. This company provides outsourced customer service, call centers. And so this isn't just about the impact of access to capital for Shelly Wilson. That company is going to create jobs in underserved communities. They provide childcare on site, so they're focused on that issue as well. Another great entrepreneur that we're working with, Dion Nelson, who's the CEO of Laurel Street, working with her to create affordable housing with on-site childcare in Rome, Georgia. Also using real technology and high growth companies to really get at some of these issues. So we've led the Series B for a company called Wonder School, led by Chris Bennett, where they are working with parents directly with childcare providers, also governments to really narrow those childcare deserts where we see over 50% of Americans living in, and of that 50%, 44% of those are Black families. I could go on and on, but what we keep hearing, these challenges are large and small. It's everything from small business entrepreneurs getting that first maybe $500 loan to get started. We're embarking on an incredible partnership with Grameen, who through a new program called Elevate, specifically focused on Black women, is going to be providing microloans. So we're really crossing the spectrum, everything from that $1,000 to get a business started to, as I mentioned, a $35 million loan to help scale a business called Chime Solutions. So we really are taking a comprehensive approach. And I will tell you, Julie, there is no dearth of incredible entrepreneurs, companies, and even on the philanthropic side, incredible organizations, large and small, who really focus on these exact same issues that we are.
Well, this is just tremendous work here. Looking forward to following your continued progress. Margaret Anadu, Goldman Sachs Asset Management, Global Head of Sustainability Impact. Good to see you.